KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day on the presidential primary and caucus calendar. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
16 states and one territory are holding presidential voting contests, and over a third of all the available delegates for both the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. In the GOP race, Donald Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday, while Nikki Haley has 43. For Democrats, President Biden is not facing any serious challengers in his bid for the party's nomination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis. We'll begin at 5 p.m. Eastern at salemnewschannel.com. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities say a Texas fire chief whose small town was among the hardest hit by historic blazes sweeping the panhandle died Tuesday while fighting a structure fire. The Hutchinson County Office of Emergency Management said in a statement that Fritch Fire Chief Zeb Smith was the first at the scene of a fire and died from his injuries after being taken to a local hospital. The fire has burned over a million acres. Cattle ranchers are seeing tremendous losses. Later this week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be speaking before Congress. His comments may sway expectations for when the Fed will start cutting interest rates. The latest monthly jobs update also arriving at the end of the week. Meanwhile, stocks are falling further from their records. All three major indexes now are down more than 1%. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders are dismayed that abortion drugs will soon be sold at the nation's two largest pharmacy chains.
National Right to Life President Carol Tobias is extremely disappointed that mifepristone, known as the abortion pill, will be available by prescription at CVS and Walgreens stores later this month. She said the drug was developed to take the life of an unborn child and always has the potential to harm the mother. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this month regarding the FDA's decision to loosen regulations on mifepristone. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
That advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.25 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church. This is SRN News. Target reporting a 58% increase in fourth quarter profits that handily beat Wall Street expectations as the discounter held down cost and kept inventory lean.
Revenue rose slightly from a year ago and was above analyst projections. Comparable sales, those from stores or digital channels operating at least 12 months, slipped by 4.4%. That was a smaller decline than the 4.9% drop in the third quarter and a 5.4% decline in the second quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House, a University of Hawaii report, says regulatory costs account for more than half of the price of a new condo in Hawaii. High housing costs are fueling an exodus of local-born residents searching for cheaper places to live. Some are worried the migration of native Hawaiians and other residents could accelerate if the rebuilding of fire-stricken Lahaina makes housing there unaffordable. More details at